Christmases, little short films as well. But it's kind of hard for, I guess, a classroom teacher to navigate that. You would get lost. So the National Library of Scotland have got a kind of another arm, which is Scotland on Screen, which you might have used if you... How many people have Glow logins? Or should have Glow Layout logins? Or yeah. So all classroom teachers have Glow logins, and you can get to Scotland on Screen through Glow. If you've not got a Glow login, you can also get access to Scotland on Screen if you are in a further education college or if you're in a university as well. But if you're none of those things, so if you're visiting from another country, you can still get access to Scotland on Screen through filling in an online form. I think they just want to know why you want to use their films. And the reason logging in is the best. So you can just go as a normal browser, you can just log on to Scotland on Screen and just go straight on. But one of the brilliant things about going through Glow is that you can download the films and you can edit them, and the children can really, really have ownership of them. They can cut them apart and put them back together, or they can get stills and write underneath the stills, or put it back in a different order, or they can record their own sound over it. So going to Scotland on Screen through Glow is the best way to do it. And then, this is the landing point here. Now, I know that this is Scotland on Screen are going to go through a kind of a revamp soon. They're going to boost up their archive and they're going to add loads more things. But for me, I'm really familiar with this and I think it's so valuable. And that's really what I want to get across to you today, is just how precious this archive is. It's your children's legacy and it's their heritage. And really just letting them explore it and see all the wonderful pictures of children like them from 100 years ago is just so, it's really precious. There's about 100 resources in Scotland on Screen for you to look through, and I'm going to kind of show you how I do it in my class. I think that today we've, maybe in other places, or maybe in my own practice, I thought of kind of a moving images as maybe the short films and the little or bigger feature length films. But for me, the beauty of Scotland on Screen is that it's got in the non-fiction text that I'm really, really after. It's full of public information broadcasts, and it's full of advertisements and World War II advice, and it's really fantastic for building up the children's critical literacy. It's so, so important that we make our children resilient to non-fiction texts, that we really help them deconstruct the text and turn the text in on themselves so that they know they are created. So when my children are looking at YouTube videos from their favourite celebrities, they don't just think it's just somebody filming themselves, that they know that it's been put together for a reason. And the wonderful thing about Scotland on Screen, and you know, I really have nothing to do with the making of it, is each of the little films each have suggestions on close reading for your class. So you can use a film and then work through the questions with your class, which will really help them take apart the film and will really make them see that there are choices, always choices. The filmmaker has always made choices of how to shoot it, has made choices in the planning, made choices in the shooting, made choices in the editing, made choices of what's in the background or what's not in the background. The children see, who's not in this film? What does that tell you? They're not represented, wonder what that says. A lot of things are obviously to do with 100 years ago, so women are maybe not as, you know, visible in a lot of these films, and you can speak to the children about that, and hopefully they can transfer their knowledge from these historical archive footage into being able to deconstruct non-fiction texts that they come across in their own lives. One of the wonderful things about the Scotland on Screen is that you can teach them moving image education, and that is great, but one of the really lovely things is you can learn through it. So all of your social studies outcomes in the curriculum can be covered through this. This is charts Scotland's economic, environmental, political change over 100 years, and you can give them pretty much first-hand evidence, historical evidence to look at. But there's also second and third-hand evidence in here as well, and we'll have to be saying, you know, who's made this film? What are they trying to tell me? But all of your social studies outcomes are here. And more than that, it's just there. It's just the children's heritage. gives them a real sense of place, a real sense of humanity when they watch them. I want to show you just some lovely wee films. So there's three ways that you can use Scotland on screen in your fashion. This is the way I do it, so this is just the way I have found. You can dip into the resources, and this is a ready-made 15-minute lesson for you. We do on a Friday morning. Our first half an hour is all moving image, so it could be looking at the news, or it could be using one of the screening shorts on the films, but we like to use the Scotland on screen. Recently we've been doing this, and this is a film we came across last year. So I'm going to just warn you, with your classroom you can sit down, you can just land here on Glow, and you can use the Feeling Lucky app. And this is about 6 days this morning, and a random film comes up, and they're so lovely. Let's see what it is now. Ooh. Kirkcall and Orkney, a traditional Norse bowl game. But you know, if I did that again, so if I went back and did a random film again, it would give me another one. And these are lovely just for you to kind of discover with your class. Local seminar, they're really good actually though. What lovely bread, yes, from McLean's, dear. Thank you so much. We'll put that on and just see what comes up. There are, I do want you to be aware though, if you're using the random film, it's not all suitable for my stage, which would be primary. When we have the things we've come across as a murder mystery, where there was murder, with like real murder, so I didn't, you know, the teacher can read this. This is all of these little bits at the start. We'll just give the teacher a wee quick, you know, rundown of what the film is about. There was one, it was really unbelievable. It was Iona community were putting in a stone in the 1960s, and it was the sermon that the minister or the priest from the Iona community had given, and he had backed it with lots of footage, some 60s footage, and it was the Vietnam War, and it was the Biafran crisis, and they were really, really shocking images, which you could definitely use with obviously older children, but with my ones I've got to watch. There's also sex films, sex education films from the 1970s, where they're therefore unprepared, like secondary school children, and you have to watch your films because they come up sometimes. And there's kissing with people in beards. They're clothed. The people are clothed, but they have beards and they're about to kiss. And I think my class would just freak out. So stay away from random films, just watch out for that. But more often than not, you're going to see gorgeous little things like this. It tells you here, silence, so you know if your sound is working or not. The silent ones are actually really good. Sometimes the children, I kind of look out the window when the silent ones come on, but a lot of the time it allows you to speak over and you're not telling them, shh, we can listen to what they're saying. Because a lot of time when it is the sound films, the film quality might not be perfect or their accent's very plummy and it's hard to see, so the children really, really have to listen in. But these silent films are great because the children talk all the way through and it's really cool. So I'll show you. At the bottom of each film, they've got these questions. And all these are really, really good higher order questions for close reading of a moving image text. They often say, who's made it? Who do you think it's for? Who's in it? Who's not in it? What do you think of the sound? And what do you think of the characters that they've chosen? All of these are really valuable, ready-made questions for you to pick up and use for your class really, really easily. And of course, every single film as well has all of the links to other bits of the curriculum, and it gives you other films if you really, really like it. And I'm going to show you a wee film that we came across by accident a couple of years ago called Tan Troubles Troubles. I'm just going to... Hey, here. Oh, I'll just going to... I won't show you that. This is Govan. So you can see right away, you don't have to be a genius to see pausing this. Could be really, really valuable for your children. What can you see here? What time of day is it? What's happening? Poor Tam Truffle lives in a horrible single end in Glasgow. Lots of the films are outdoors, lots of films are Scottish landscapes, but lots of them are very gritty. This is Tam Troffle. One is a woman with two kids. And I have to say, this was one of the random films that came up, and so we started watching it, and the kids were like, oh, okay, whatever. And as soon as these two wee boys came on, there was just silence in the room, waiting to hear them speaking. It's hard to understand what they're saying, but they've also got their kind of dark makeup on and things like that. But as soon as they came on, the children were just like speechless because they were just so engaging. This is my husband this morning because I'm here for the children. I didn't have any prior knowledge of this. I came to it with the same kind of a, had the same basis of them, and we discovered it together. We found out that this is actually a charity appeal, and this would have been played at the start of the cinema, and a wee tin would have come round at the end for people like wee Tam Chocolate and his wings. But wait to see. So all, it goes from bad to worse throughout the day. The kids just loved it. Oh, you can just imagine. So there's the waiting for disaster, the things break. Oh god, so he's gonna beat them up. Then the debt collectors come round, oh, it's all bad, terrible. And he's had enough. And then the two comes. So there's a camp. At least I know I can get my kids on this camp. And the boys, so obviously their dreams come true.
You have two boys, Mr. Troubles, who have applied for funding.
Aye.
Robert and Daniel.
That's right.
Daniel 12. Robert 10.
Right.
Are you working, Mr. Troubles?
Working. I've been at a school for 7 years.
So at any point you can pause the film, you can take a screenshot obviously, but once you've kind of been through the film together, the children can then log on through their Glow, look for the film, download the film to their own device and start playing about with it. But even just here, you know, the children use the interactive pens and they'll come up and they'll circle things that they notice. And again, the whole message throughout all of these films is nothing is there by accident. This is a purposefully created film which people have taken so much time and putting lots of little details in, you're just noticing them and absorbing them. But really, when you start to look, you'll see why everything's there. And they do, wait to see, they're so excited. She goes away and she says yes.
We'll do our best.
We'll do our best.
Good morning. Good morning.
And for those of you who want to know what happens to Tam Chuckle and his troubles, there are three more clips for that wee one as well. So that's definitely something that your wee class, they want to know more, they want to know the story. And so there's four more, there's four clips altogether. And at the time we were doing it, it was about 2 months after the kind of Haiti earthquake a couple of years ago. And so all of the brilliant discussion was about, this is a charity appeal, how do they do it now? Do you think they really were poor? Do you think they got them from China putting on that accent? And then that led us into thinking about charity appeals that the children had seen on Red Nose Day, and how they use real people, and you wouldn't really think of actors playing the parts of poor people anymore. And so, you know, there's a whole discussion on how film has changed in that way. The Yeah, so dipping in is a fantastic thing to do, but you can also browse. So it's got this browse facility, and my friend in Trinity 5, who was looking for evidence, first-hand historical evidence of black houses used in the Highland clearances, and so we were looking at this together, and we found an absolutely stunning film from Eriski, which I'll let you see. And this just shows you how you can come to the National Archives and teach moving image education, teach about construction of film, and use the 10 tools that you're going to be learning about later. Use all them to look at the films, but also how they're historical content as well. So it really goes together. So this is a lovely little film called Eriski. I'll just show you. I want to show you this at 1:45.
All sorts of vegetables and flowers are used for other colours.
This is Hermione.
The respect for the common race for this very necessary commodity is such that around the flickering light of the will-o'-the-wisp, which may be seen sometimes at nightfall over the pond,
so poetic,
a legend has arisen.
The children will get it all through the sounds washed from them night, pick it up.
A number is prominent to scrape a little cotton. The devil cursed him, and the community knew him no more.
And this is her dying girl, again, the dying of the lichen.
Couldn't
the rule that she's got in,
and she's going to be one. And that was that he might take an ember of his fire to help him in his search.
But just I want you to look at her. Look at her bent over. Look at her, look at the fabrics, and look at the equipment. There's no plastic. The children will notice, you can see them through that. But there's the black house in the background. This is just really precious. My friend showed this to her class, and it just took her topic in another dimension. I don't know if you've ever seen the walking tweet. It's really lovely. And the songs are amazing. But the funny thing was, so we were looking at this and we were thinking, you know, can we trust this? We tell each other, this is first-hand. First-hand historical. And then we found this. So then we found this. This is a film about the Western Isles, which is also about gathering lichen. But it's very different.
That's a very fine ground you're working there. I just heard from the Kings and they've been out gathering fern yesterday. And that green to be.
Yes, the browns and reeds of the islands will go on being fashioned into cloth.
And
the will carve the wool and spin the yarn as they have for centuries. They may be grieving for a song.
So my friend used both of these clips. She meant to look for, you know, black houses and all of that, but she came to this amazing opportunity to really think of how are texts constructed, which ones can we trust? Just because it's a historical text doesn't mean we can trust it. I don't know what you think. I don't know the characters. I'm not sure. I think they're real islanders, but it's definitely more staged. They've got all their fancy clothes on instead of their. And they start clapping. These are not amateur claps. You can tell these are guys are professionals. So how trustworthy are their sources that are what she was teaching her about? From one side looking at the historical context and then I ended up really, really researching the kind of a real moving image education from it. There's another way of accessing the rules. So you can dip in with your class, you can have them all around the carpet, you can have them with whiteboards and you're literally just reading out the questions and there you go, a perfect 15-minute lesson all made for you. You can go away and answer the questions in groups that will only watch it a second or third time. You can browse it through your topic. But the wonderful thing that is in the archive, that I want you to definitely use, is the feature resources. And these are so rich. So these have been put together by Scotland on Screen, and each of these are a historical theme. And I didn't even know, but the really one of the outcomes in social studies is I can investigate a Scottish historical theme, and they are all there. Each one of these is a theme, and each one of these has at least four or five different films, each with their set of close reading, each with their set of cross-curricular activities, all knitted in. You must use them. They are so valuable. They're there, they're easy for you, and it's such a good way to start using moving image, historical moving image, in your classroom. I wrote one of these, that's why I'm here. That's my only connection to it, is other than using it. There's a fishing resource, and I want to show you this. So some of them have got accompanying resources like this. I'm going to show you here. So they'll start with a wee bit of an oversight, and then it goes down talking about the outcomes and experiences, so they're all plugged in there for you. So basically we're saying, watching these films and doing some of these activities, these are the outcomes that you're going to cover. So much of it is to do with moving image, and reading the text and the close reading and the higher order questions and summarising. And of course, another big chunk is the social studies, but we've got loads of other things as well. In our school, we're kind of we're focusing our assessment on the significant aspects of learning. So in our school, our forward plan is based around choosing one of these significant aspects of learning to cover with your class each term. And, you know, developing and using higher order thinking skills, if you follow this resource, you'll definitely cover this with the class. These are all about fishing in Scotland, and they're all broken down into kind of a three-step process. First of all, you're just going to explore the film with your class. And go. So they're all four different films. This is kind of the first landing point. You explore it, and all these higher order questions you can ask in your class, they can write them down, they can answer whiteboards, they can. They're all about deconstructing the text and really understanding and knitting in their power learning and understanding what they're seeing. Next step up is going to be discovering. So this is more kind of a taking other lengths to do with maths and science and discovering more about the subject of the film. But the really, really powerful, wonderful thing is to create. This is when the children get to translate one type of text into another. And my little kids did a drama to do with the North Sea herring fleet. So these women fall around shoals of herring, and they gut the fish, and we made a little drama out of this. So they watched the women doing their job. Here they are. And the film making is just fantastic here. There's real gorgeous close-ups. You can't believe how quickly they work. So we watched this film and we talked about it. We did all of the kind of explore things. These women are stunning. They work so fast. And you know, they do it for a whole season. They follow the herring boats around Britain, around Scotland, and then down to the north of England. And the girls that I was working with really had a sense of what it would be like to be that person. The real power in moving images when you can take the film and then translate it into something of your own. So write a diary entry of one of the women, write a poem, make the soundscape to do with it. They can download this film and they can record their own voices over it. But my kids pretended they were these women, and they just heard things they were saying. They were amazing. They were like, oh, look at my hands are all cut. And they were talking about the salt, and one of my girls was moaning to the other one about, oh, you're much quicker than me, so you get paid more, and that's not fair. And she said, but I've been doing it a longer time. And they really, really did embody these women that are part of their cultural heritage. And the real power came when they were able to look at this, knit it in with their own thoughts, and translate it into something else. And if you're going to use the resource, I really, really suggest that you use the three-step approach. That's the best way to do it. And I want you just to see how powerful it is when you use that last wee bit to create your own moving image, create your own drama, create your own artwork. So it's all there for you to use. Please remember, Scotland on screen is your landing point, and from there, all the lessons are made and ready for you. So you may dance out. Thank you very much, everyone.